Now for this exercise, it's best to sit in an upright position and be as comfortable as you can while still staying alert. You might begin by taking a couple of deep breaths. Just be aware of how your breath fills your chest, as well as any sensation in your abdomen. Be aware of any kind of mental images, thoughts which may be flowing through your mind. Just notice them and let them be. Let them begin to go in one ear and out the other. This exercise is designed to begin to help you make some internal distinctions. Distinctions between your conscious thinking language and the language of your intuition. To begin to identify how your intuitive self communicates to you in a way that is clear, friendly, and easier to understand at a conscious level. The first step in doing this is to select a place where the back of your leg touches the chair or surface beneath you. We'll call this your contact point. Now the thing to do is to simply focus in on this point and try to sense this contact point, a point of contact between the surface beneath you and your leg. And to simply keep your attention there for a moment or two. You may want to be conscious of the steady stream of thoughts that you have. You might be aware of things you're thinking about, thoughts that go through your mind, plans and memories, ideas. Just notice them and let them flow through you. Thoughts are like traffic passing in the background. Your mind gradually becomes accustomed to hearing traffic where there is traffic, and after a while begins to kind of screen it out. Begins to kind of turn down the volume a little. And just bring your attention back to your contact point. Because we hardly ever think about thinking, even though we think every day about something. On a conscious level, we have a name, an address, friends who know who we are. And it's the conscious level that we think from. If you ask people, for instance, what part of their body that they think from, most people would point to their head. In fact, it's such an obvious fact that we never even think about it. But if you had to really think about where your thoughts come from, they probably come from somewhere inside your head, back behind your eyes. But what is it like to be just thinking? To be in your thinking self? You might be conscious of being up in your head. But people also have different styles of thinking as well. Many people, for instance, think in images, or a combination of words and images. Many people talk to themselves, at least some of the time. Some people think in a combination of words or sounds and feelings, or images and feelings. What do you think is your own particular style of thinking? What is it like subjectively when you think? And by contrast, how is your experience of thinking different from being intuitive? From times when you've used your intuition, times when your intuitive self is present, or times when you imagine what it would be like to be intuitive. What is the difference? If thoughts occur up in your head, for instance, behind your eyes, where in your body do you have intuitions? Some people talk about having gut feelings, and these are located in the abdomen. Other people feel intuition in other places. In their chest or in their throat. Still other people hear intuitions. They hear a little voice. Where is your intuition located? And what is the difference between your conscious identity and your intuitive self? What is your conscious thinking self like? And by contrast, what do you think or what do you sense about your intuition, about what your intuitive self is like? About what you are like on an utterly intuitive level. What kind of adjectives would describe you there? How does it seem from that perspective? Or sound or feel to you different from your conscious thinking self? What would it be like to really be your intuitive self? And to identify with that part of your character? What kind of adjectives describe it? How does it seem? How are you, how is your intuitive self different from your conscious self? Now you may want to stop for a moment and jot down anything of significance that you've learned in this exercise.